This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apple basically put its sales force right in your pocket today. If you're in an Apple store with the new iBeacon app turned on, you could get a message saying, in essence, hey, I see you're standing in front of the new iPad. You want to upgrade? Let me see if I can get you a discount on that, all right? And if you want to just tap the screen right here, you could walk out with it right now. What do you say? So what do you say? Is that convenient or is it creepy? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
We've mostly gotten used to geolocation. That's the tech that lets you ask your phone, where's the nearest gas station? Of course, it also lets the government ask your phone company, where was Dan Weissman yesterday at 2 p.m.? This is microlocation. iBeacon uses Bluetooth to pinpoint where you are in the Apple store. Other stores like Macy's say they're going to use it too. Attorney Jennifer Lynch monitors privacy issues with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and she says iBeacon could actually be an upgrade from what we've seen before.
At least for this one, the user knows that the app is downloaded onto the phone. There are other types of location tracking systems that stores use where the user has no idea.
Do we care? Catherine Zekier from the Pew Research Center has done surveys. She says about a third of adults say they've turned off geolocation services on their phones, at least sometimes. Yeah, people get a little concerned about how much this data companies keep.
But really, people tend to be more concerned about personal threats, like hackers.
But there's another anxiety here. When Apple shows me a deal, is it as good as the one you're getting? Harvard professor Ben Adelman studies online commerce and advertising.
There's no particular guarantee in the long run that we'll have a world of posted prices, where everyone walks into the store, sees the same price on a paper label on the shelf.
We're used to that kind of discrepancy with, say, airfares.
In the retail context, though, you sort of feel like that can of soup on the shelf should be the same price for everyone.
Because who wants to worry about overpaying for Apple products or applesauce? In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.